Which
Greene County Historical Society, at the Vedder Library, the Brandt Museum. But other than the fact that we use this as a fundraiser, it's a tremendous way for people to visit different parts of the county and see homes that the homeowners have been working on for years, and finally feel perhaps that they have reached a point where they want to share that with the rest of the community. And it's very exciting because we rotate to so many communities that we don't usually get back to the same one within 10 years, and a lot has changed by then. For this particular tour, I think there's only one or two sites out of 11 that have ever been on the tour before.
Wow. And what goes into the decision-making process, actually? How is
Well,
this?
this time we, the last time we visited that part of the county, we pretty much concentrated on the hamlet of Oak Hill, which has tremendous historical buildings. But this time we wanted to include all the hamlets of Durham, and that includes Oak Hill, Durham, Cornwallville, and East Durham. And in the process of doing that, we are able to bring people down some of the most beautiful scenic routes in the county, including Route 20, which is just fabulous. So it becomes, there's two parts to the tour. There's two sections that are actually in small hamlets that have a concentration. Oak Hill has three sites, Durham has three, and they're both within walking distance of parking. But the rest are driving, and it's an exciting drive.
So how does it actually work? Is there a sent do people go on their own speed? This would be my first year actually, either participating or, even being here for this to unfold. So I'm not quite certain how it works. Do people gather and travel together, or does everyone go at their own speed? And
That's a question that I get quite frequently. Each home has volunteers. I have 40 volunteers working for us to take people through the homes, help the homeowners, check tickets, etc. So from 10 to 4, you can go visit any of the 11 sites in any order that you want. And people just mosey. If they find one that they especially like, they'll stay there for a longer time. But for the most part, if you can get there between 10 and 12 or 1, you may be able to get to all 11 sites. If you come after that, it's a little hard to get to all of these sites and really appreciate them.
In general, in addition to the volunteers, are the homeowners present to add any information? I mean,
For the most part, they are, and they're very proud of what they've done. And they've gone through weeks and weeks of making sure everything is perfect.
I can't imagine, obviously. I'm just having an overnight guest. I'm just spending like days
Oh, yeah.
polishing and
Yeah, sometimes I don't get to take the pictures of these places until a little bit late because they're scraping and painting, or they're putting a new facade on the front, or something really big is happening. So these are, they've really gotten, put a lot of time and effort into getting these places ready.
And so I'm assuming, well, actually, I shouldn't assume anything. To be to frankly, I shouldn't assume anything at all. So, what is the determining factor for each of the homes? Are some specifically historically notable? Are some excellent representatives of a certain period? What goes into the
It's a
selection process?
mixture. It's a mixture, and we especially like to mix up the historical periods, and that includes some 20th century, including arts and crafts, which is one of my absolutely favorite architectural styles, and we do have one of those on the tour this year. They range right now. We have the oldest house in the hamlet of Oak Hill on the tour, and that's a 1760s or 70s home. And then it goes all the way up to a magnificent stone block house that was built in the early 1900s. So there's quite a span, and there's quite a difference in the architectural styles.
Yeah,
we like to mix it up so people can, you know, who wants to see everything be a colonial farmhouse?
Well,
I mean, I love them.
There's probably a coterie of folk that actually,
yeah.
But you know, I think that's an interesting and a laudable idea. I think to kind of, as you said, mix it up, definitely.
We try to get a few homes that are in the process of being restored.
Yes.
Because I've found everyone loves to see that.
Well, yeah, certainly.
And yeah, we do have a few that are being restored. Some of the barns are going to be in the process of being restored, and one in particular, he's got the beams exposed, and he wants to let people in. Some of the others, the work is so intense right now, they don't want people to go into the building, into the barn, but it's easy to see the work that's going on from outside.
Oh, okay. Peter?
Our listeners may not all be aware of how much goes into the preparation of this, and I wonder if you could walk us through the process of setting up one of these tours.
No sooner do we finish one than everybody's saying, where's the next one going to be? We usually start in January with a committee, and we have a very good committee for this particular tour. I love all my committees. I could not do this without the help of the committees. They are the ones who, most of the time, we try to work with a community group in the community that we're holding the tour. And that works out terrifically because they have personal connections with some of the homeowners that I would not have. In this particular case, we're working with the Oak Hill Preservation Association. And they've been wonderful helping us by reaching out to the people that they know in the area. But we meet every month and then every 2 weeks or so, and we're in constant contact with each other by email and phone, and we're coming down the home stretch right now getting all the printing done for the brochures and the tickets, and we have a very well done map that Jim Dustin does for us every year.
And that would be available. So you pick up the map at the Lyman Tremaine Opera House, because that's
it's the Yellow Deli. Yep, and that is our headquarters this time. It's actually a lunch place, and they do serve dinner there too, and a wonderful place to eat. But they are not open for business today. They very graciously allowed us to use the building for our headquarters. They have one of the best parking situations in Oak Hill, so it makes it good for people. And when you get there, you can buy your tickets. You get your brochure, which has pictures and descriptions of all the homes. And inside is the map, very taken right from the internet, perfectly, you know, mileage all written in, so you can't overstretch where you should be. And a little history of the town of Durham, written by the town historian, is on the back.
No, it's a complete package.
Yes, it is. You know, we try to make it better every year.
Well, it sounds like it could be potentially an enormous amount of fun, especially, I mean, it should be if the weather is convivial, as it were. Then I think that adds a lot of fun to it, to be able to explore and just kind of glide through Greene County.
We do have picnic lunches that are available at the headquarters. These are being prepared by the Yellow Deli. Last time I talked with them, they said they were just baking the bread, so this is going to be home baked bread that's going into these sandwiches.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
Yeah,
good.
Those are going to be $6. And they usually include a sandwich and some cookies. That's a lot of people like those because they can find a beautiful spot somewhere along the route, or they can use one of the homes, like the Tripp Homestead has beautiful gardens out and back. They're very happy to allow people to eat back there. So it becomes like a full day. It really is a full day.
Well, again, that just it sounds like it could be a lot of fun. Therese Limer, joining us from the Greene County Historical Society, the 36th annual tour of homes, this year focusing on the town of Durham, will be held this Saturday, June 2nd, 2012, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. If anyone has need of any further information, is there a number or a website where they can reach out to?
This information is all on our Greene County History, www.gchistory.org site.
Okay.
And because we are closed now for pre-sale tickets, they really can't call and ask for them ahead. So the best thing to do is go on the website and show up on Saturday morning.
Okay. I think, I'm not sure if it's on our events page. It ought to be, but and if it isn't, I'll double check and I'll kind of put it up there. I'll make sure that at least by tomorrow it should
be
listed.
Nice.
For sure.
It is on our website.
It is? Great.
I've seen it.
Very good. Very good. Peter,
who
else would see it but Peter Krug, of course, the events guru. All right. Well, thank you so much, Teresa, and I hope this really works out well. And
Well, we always have a good time. Right.
Yes.
So.
Well, and then I hope you do raise a good, goodly amount of money to keep the good works of the Historical Society going.
And thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Therese Leimer. And again, the 36th Annual Tour of Homes for Town of Durham this Saturday, June 2nd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Check our website, the events page at wgxc.org for more information. Jill Sutton will be joining us momentarily. It is 5:30 on a Wednesday afternoon, oddly enough, on the Wednesday afternoon show, WGXE from Catskill, New York.